Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. One of the keys of life we have been talking about in the previous episodes, in fact, was sleeping. Today we want to talk about being awake. Now, in being awake and living your daily life, there are a number of things we need to keep in mind. I mean, in terms of etiquettes of the Islam, or from the Islamic perspective, that a person needs to maintain, we have to be very careful and aware of. Now, through the words and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they have told us there are a number of things that we need to keep in mind during our day and when we are awake. One of which is al-tayamun. We have a concept in Arabic, we call it tayamun. And tayamun means being on the right or using the right hand. And there is a great emphasis in Islam on using the right hand and the right direction. Now, let's look at some of the hadith so we can understand the importance of it and why is it so important that we do things with the right. So, for example, we have al-aklu bil-yad al-yumna, eating with our right hand, or using our right feet to enter the masjid and use the right feet to exit from the bathroom. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna Allah yuhibbu al-tayamuna fil akl." Or he says, "Inna Allah yuhibbu al-tayamuna fi kulli shay'in." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves tayamun in everything. Whatever there is, doing it in the right is always the best way. You want to take something to eat and you're right. You want to take something to drink, it is on the right. You want to get into a place, first foot first. You want to exit the place, first the right foot first. So always there's an emphasis on the right. It's narrated from the Prophet that he used to. كان يعجبه التيامن في كل شيء. He would love doing things with the right in everything. حتى في الترجل والتنعل. If he wants to go on a mule, he would put his right feet first. If he wants to wear his shoes or his sandals, he would put on the right one first. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Omoli, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. So we're talking about things we need to be mindful of during our time when we are awake. We said, let's try to do things with the right better than the left. Why? Because the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam tell us this is the right way. Sometimes when we don't seem to know the answer, we just say Allahu A'lam wa Rasuluhu. Obviously, they know best. Instead of trying to look for scientific reasoning. If I can find it, then that would be perfect. But if I can't, then I just submit to it. Among the things that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam tell us when it comes to the things we need to be mindful of during our day when we are awake is اغتنام الفرص, seizing the opportunities. Throughout our day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends many opportunities towards me. Some of these opportunities are spiritual, intellectual, sometimes it is material, sometimes, you know, it comes in different forms. And sometimes we just disregard it, we just don't care about it. As a believer, we need to always keep our eyes open to opportunities in life. And for that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a famous hadith, he says, إِنَّ لِرَبِّكُمْ فِي أَيَّامِ دَهْرِكُمْ نَفَحَاتٌ أَلَى فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا بِكِثْرَةِ الْإِسْتَعْدَادِ. During your day, God will send breezes of opportunities. Nafahat, breeze that will come, like a cold air that comes to you all of a sudden, and it makes you feel, fresh and energized. He says, this is an opportunity. Allah sends many towards you. In order for you to seize these opportunities, you have to be ready, constantly keeping a mind and an eye for an opportunity. Especially today, when we are complaining and lacking the materialistic aspect. We don't have money, we don't have jobs, we don't have this, we don't have that. Well then, keep a mindful of it. Be ready for it. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could send an opportunity, but you're asleep. You're spending 12, 13 hours asleep, or 12, 8 hours playing games, or 8 hours doing, you know, just talking to your friend, drinking tea and coffee. How are we going to seize this opportunity? You have to be ready for it, mentally and physically ready, that Allah, when He sends it to you, you take it. And He says, فَلْيَأْخُذُ الْعَبْدُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ لِنَفْسِهِ مِنْ دُنْيَاهِ لِأَخْرَتَهِ. Let the person, the mu'min, take from himself, for himself, from this dunya to his akhirah. Because at the end of the day, my akhirah, my afterlife depends on what I do now. What I do now has to be done correctly. So sometimes I have to trouble myself. I have to put a lot of effort on myself just so I can create something for my afterlife. So there is work need to be done here on a physical aspect and on the spiritual aspect. Me and you, we need to be always working. So the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam say, open your eyes. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, he says, Al-Fursatu tamurru marru sahab. The opportunities, they come as fast as the clouds. And he says, Fantahizu farsul khair. Then seize the good opportunities. And then he says, Al-Fursatu sari'atul fawt bati'atul aud. Opportunity is very quick to come, but very slow to return. That if you miss it, you miss it. So throughout your day, keep your minds, keep your mind, keep your body, keep your ears, everything open to the opportunities that Allah might send your way. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.